This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The old adage, a tale of two halves, really encapsulates the experience. This is your IGN review of NBA 2K24 by Ben Vollmer. NBA 2K24 is like a frustratingly talented superstar who falls short of delivering championships season after season. The excellent on-court gameplay bolsters significant depth with its dedication to looking, sounding, and feeling like a genuine NBA experience, but it's sidelined by heinous microtransactions that plague many of the most popular game modes. These in-game purchases aren't just present and optional, they are essential to compete with other players online. It's especially frustrating because my career, the focal point of many changes to this year's iteration, has so much potential. But if it truly aimed to emulate the beauty of pro basketball, it would reward skill and effort more than open wallet shortcuts. Despite being a little short on flashy new mechanics to boast about on the back of the box, NBA 2K24 still looks fantastic, and its on-court gameplay is incrementally stronger than ever. Topping the list of additions is the new Pro Play feature, which allowed 2K to take NBA footage and translate it to in-game animations in real time. In other words, NBA 2K24 is a lot smoother than its predecessors when it comes to the movement on the court, including dribbling, shooting, and pass animations. There are fewer immersion-breaking interactions, and things feel generally more authentic. This is particularly evident when playing teams with superstar talent. Players like LeBron James look and play almost exactly like their real-life counterparts, and the continued improvement in AI allows the CPU opponent to take advantage of this. I regularly felt challenged, even as a veteran of the NBA 2K series, without feeling cheated. The ball reliably goes into the hands of the best players on the court, and the improved animation makes the resulting action a lot more fun to watch. This challenge extends itself to the offensive side of the ball, where tried-and-true classics like the pick and roll aren't as easy to exploit. Also, off-ball defenders do a better job of understanding their opponent. An example of this would be a drive-heavy forward who can't shoot, and now opponent players will smartly back off and force a jump shot, or to go elsewhere with the ball. Similarly, the adrenaline boost feature, which helps prevent players from dribbling around aimlessly and being rewarded for it, returns with a more interactive twist. Instead of losing a boost for dribbling around, boosts are now lost when a defensive player bumps or interrupts the offensive player's movement. My experience with this was that it really made defense, especially in online play, more engaging. Not all of the on-court gameplay has taken a significant step forward, however. Fast break gameplay is still almost entirely non-existent, which is an issue that has plagued the NBA 2K series for over a decade now. It's also one of the most fun elements of real-life basketball, so its absence just generally makes good defense less exciting because it rarely turns into points. There are also occasional mind-boggling decisions from the AI, such as calling erroneous timeouts late in games. The steps NBA 2K24 takes forward are largely overshadowed by its most popular game mode, My Career, and the painstaking lengths it goes through to prod us into in-game purchases. Let me set the table. Despite having access to 100,000 virtual currency or VC that you only get with the Black Mamba or 25th Anniversary Editions, my created player rested at a 75 overall after I dumped everything I had into attribute upgrades. I then played my career for about 10 hours and slowly crawled my way up to an 81 overall. All the while, I'm completely disregarding most of the customizable aspects of my career that make it so fun, including dress wear, better animations, and other personalized elements. In spite of that, I was almost always the lowest rated player on the court. even without competing against others online. My career placed me in the NBA as an up-and-coming starter on a team of my choice. As a result, I was thrust into an environment where I was regularly guarding players with a major attribute difference, making playing good defense or offense virtually impossible. When I did step on a court with other players online, no amount of skill or precision allowed me to compete with players who had dumped money, likely hundreds of dollars, into their created character. Within just a day or two of release, I was so far behind the curve that the idea of grinding out more VC felt sickening. Effectively, the only way to play here is to pay, and that's just offensive. Following up on NBA 2K23's Jordan Challenge, NBA 2K24 introduces Mamba Moments to celebrate Kobe Bryant's historic career. It's not as impressive as the Jordan Challenges, but it still does a decent job of getting into the tone and atmosphere of some of Kobe's marquee games. Returning to an era where guys like Vlade Divac and Hedo Turkoglu were key players in the NBA is a treat, especially for those of us who were first exposed to basketball around that time. Similarly, MyNBA has also added a LeBron era to play in, which puts you in control of the 2011 Big 3 Miami Heat. As I put more time into NBA 2K24, I'll seek out the microtransaction-free haven of MyNBA and all of the flexibility it provides. I was able to customize league options, like which teams are able to get the number one pick in the NBA draft, as well as a variety of nuances related to the salary cap. While there aren't major changes to MyNBA, it remains the best place to sink time if you just want basketball in its purest form. There is also the more streamlined MyNBA Lite mode that served as a nice place for me to set up shop for a less intense franchise mode. It doesn't include most of the more in-depth features from MyNBA, and instead focuses on drafting, player acquisition, and getting on the court. It's another nice escape from in-game purchases, and much more welcoming for beginners. The old adage, a tale of two halves, really encapsulates the NBA 2K24 experience. On one hand, the hard court experience is as good as it ever has been, as we should demand from a game that iterates annually, and there are a handful of game modes that allow all of that to be enjoyed without interruption. On the other, much more nefarious hand, my career is nearly unplayable unless you open your wallet or endure an absurd grind. Even worse, mechanics like badge regression reinforce the worst parts of the microtransaction scheme. Beneath those issues, NBA 2K24 still offers a solid basketball experience, but it requires looking in the right places. Clearly, there is a love for the game of basketball on display in modes like MyNBA and Mamba Moments, but a lot of that love is lost the moment we're asked to pay an absurd amount of money to compete in the main multiplayer mode. NBA 2K24's IGN score? 6. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest NBA 2K24 updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.